Thank you for calling the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. We are not in the office at this time. We are on furlough without access to email due to the lapse in federal government funding.
That's a familiar message at Forest Service Visitor Centers and offices throughout the Tongass. But the forest isn't closed. There are no gates across the hundreds of trails and miles of roads. Forrest Cole is Tongass Supervisor.
I've had a number of questions in the last 24 hours about guides and special use permits for outfitter and guiding, and for the most part, they're still active. We haven't shut down any of that.
Folks with current reservations are welcome to use Forest Service cabins, but
the reservation system is shut down.
They might need to bring their own toilet paper. They can use the outhouses. We're just not servicing them.
Marty Marshall is Juneau District Ranger. She has another message for Tongass users.
We aren't collecting garbage, and that is a packet-in, packet-out message.
Marshall is one of 10 Tongass District Rangers who are working during the shutdown, called accepted employees.
Maybe the most frustrating for all of us is we're only to work on the accepted activities, law enforcement, and activities that protect health and safety. I'd love to be catching up with all my pile of work on my desk, but no.
As for the number of Tongass employees who are laid off,
it'd be easy to tell you how many people are on.
Cole says the short list includes law enforcement officers, but some are in the field and not able to check buildings or, for example, Ketchikan's fleet of boats, so that falls to the rangers.
You got to run them every so often or the batteries go dead and they fill up with water and sink.
Cole says the aviation program manager and a fire coordinator are working, as well as a few folks who are shutting down projects, including about 25 active timber operations, the largest on Lindenberg Peninsula and Zarembo Island.
We've given them time to do orderly shutdown, erosion control work, get volume that's in the water out, and get it scaled.
Of course, most of those laid off from logging projects are not federal employees. Cole says others from the private sector that are still working include road construction crews on Prince of Wales Island. With so few boots on the ground, Marshall says the Forest Service is counting on Tongass communities to help during the government shutdown.
Since we aren't out there, we want people to be our eyes and ears. If they see something suspicious or damage occurring, please call Juneau Police Department or our law enforcement officers.
Or police in other Tongass towns. Southeast Alaska tourist season ended just before the federal shutdown, and the forest is winding down for winter.
Thank goodness we're not in the desert southwest or back east where it's fall color time when it would be their busy time of year.
The snow is getting lower every day on the mountains above Mendenhall Glacier, and Marshall says a crew is on call to complete a trail project or pull out equipment.
What we're calling the Aztec Stairs of Torture up West Glacier Trail.
Both Marshall and Cole worked for the Forest Service during the last government shutdown in 1995, and they understand the anxiety some employees are feeling.
Every day, people are wanting to know if they're going to go back to work or not, and it finally worked itself out.
You know, it's difficult to listen to the news, and I hope we don't come back to a mess.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.